Zachary Fike and William Hughes spent a lot of time on the streets in Seattle. As Fike describes it, he was a crack addict and Hughes could have been his dealer. Now they have something better in common. They both belong to a Seattle-based group called DADS, or Divine Alternatives for Dads Services. The faith-based nonprofit helps fathers with histories of criminal convictions or drug abuse reconnect with their kids and be better parents. Fike is white and Hughes is black. But Hughes told KUOW's Patricia Murphy that what connects members of the group has little to do with the color of their skin.
I think the beauty of it is that there's a couple different languages spoken there. And I'm not saying in terms of like, you know, ethnically, but in terms of interpretation. And so, you know, brothers and sisters talk a certain way. And for lack of a better word, white folks talk a certain way. You know what I mean? And so what we have found is a way to translate what we're really saying. And it's interesting because those barriers, once they're out of the way, then you find camaraderie because it, at the core, all men have the same stuff going on inside. And it doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter what color you are. It feels the same to not see your kids. It feels the same to lose your wife or girlfriend or someone you love.
Does the group talk about bias and racism? Zachary, you're white. Did you have beliefs that transformed through this group?
100%. So I grew up with like stereotypes, right? I was the suburban kid that listened to hip hop music. I was the little white boy that wanted to do all that stuff and be cool like that. I had all that stuff put into me from TV, from radio, from music, that it was, that's the culture. So I had all these biases towards African Americans. So I was absolutely prejudiced. I wouldn't say I was racist because I didn't hate them, right? It wasn't like that, but I definitely thought that they were not like me.
William, what about you as an African American? Did you have preconceived notions that were busted?
I think for me, the reality is I grew up looking at, especially my Caucasian brothers, as marks. I was the guy holding this guy hostage because he's got money in a car. And so for me, it was kind of an awakening. I had never hugged a white man in my whole life. And now I'm like hugging these guys and I, you know, saying I love you, brother, and all that kind of stuff. And so for me, yeah, I mean, I definitely broke through some, and I wouldn't say I was racist either, but I was definitely prejudiced. And my prejudices were really more about how I perceived my brothers because I looked at them as a come up or some kind of, if what are you doing for me? Where now it's more about what can I do for you? You know, and I think we all kind of do that together. We're all trying to figure out how to help you get what you need to feed your family and be a good guy and do well in the community. And that was never on my agenda when it came to another race.
I mean, I can really free it up like in one word. It's freedom, right? So it's freedom to be able to go into a room with, you know, Vietnamese, blacks, Americans, Russians, Armenians. It doesn't matter. There's all of them in there. And not only that, but be able to pull alongside, in my situation, something that hurt me in the past, an African-American, and have the comfort and safety to go, you know, I got a problem with you guys. And him look at me and go, I love you. That there's some freedom in that, right? So if you can get into a situation where you have comfort and safety to speak about really what's happening inside of you, what your discomforts are, and you can speak those out, there's a lot of freedom in that. It breaks down a whole lot of barriers that are put in place by society and whatever, however we pick it up throughout our whole life. And it puts you on an equal playing ground, level playing field.
And how's that changed you?
It opened my eyes in a major way. I would never have imagined that I would be, I mean, I grew up in the north in like suburbia, right? So now I'm down in Rainier and that's where I want to be. Where the only reason why I'd go there before was so I could try to maybe score some dope. Now I go down there so I can be involved in what's happening and freeing, hopefully, people from these addictions and these, you know, these traits that get brought through our entire life.
How about as parents? How has this group changed you as parents?
That's the hugest one for me. So when I started with DADS, the mom still had the custody of the boys. And I walked the divorce process and basically just complied to whatever it was that she wanted and or the courts wanted in order for me to at least have some kind of visitation, you know, on the weekends, maybe every other holiday, something like that. I know that I learned a whole lot from my dad that I never knew, who was a great man. I just chose not to listen to him for 34 years, you know. And as I learned that they needed me to show them examples of life, how to act, how, who to, you know, how do we talk to people, who do we love on, all those things. Not only did I learn how to be a son to my father, but I learned how to be a father to my sons with their aid.
What about you?
I think for me, because I grew up with a lot of abuse. So that was how you parent it. You know, you beat people into doing right or whatever. And I think what I learned, you know, from hanging out and listening to other stories of fathers trying to parent their kids is that my best preach is how I walk. It's not what I talk. And like getting up every morning and getting it to work and bringing the money home and not the bar. Just those examples of what does it look like to be what I aspire my kids to be, you know, and it's given me a really a good sense of being a father and a man and a husband and all those things that I never thought I would even be able to be.
Zachary Fike and William Hughes are members of Dads, Divine Alternatives for Dads Services. They spoke to Patricia Murphy, who's part of KUOW's Race and Equity team.